Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you there with your small business. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, the archives, the articles. Also, we have a poll question right on the homepage, and I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of that and let us know what you think about our question. Every week it's different, and when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be not so new friend. We'll get him back in the future. His name is Oded Shinkar. He's a professor of business management at Ohio State University's Fisher School of Business. He's the Ford Motor Company chair of global business management there, and the author of Copycats, which is his newest book. And we're talking about using imitation to innovate. Is that sort of sounds like something you said earlier? Oded, to don't just absolutely imitate, innovate through imitation. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think one of the myths out there is that, imitation and innovation are two really contrasting things, and actually they're not. My argument is that imitation and innovation are really complementary, and if you really want to be successful, you got to be able to do both. And I just give you, just one reason. There are many reasons why this is the case, but just one particular reason is that it is unrealistic for anyone to believe that they could innovate everywhere all the time and be ahead of the game in front of everyone else. It's simply unrealistic, and history shows that it doesn't work. So if you really want to be a successful innovator, you got to imitate almost everywhere else.
Well, one of the things I say, Oded, is that there's not really anything new under the sun in terms of change. A computer is just a fancy wheel.
In many ways.
And the only thing that's really different about change today, and this is what's got taken everybody's breath away, is the velocity of change.
Absolutely.
The pace of imitation.
That's exactly that. And one reason why I call the time where we are now the age of imitation is exactly that. And I brought in the book, quite a few examples of how this acceleration has been taking place. It's just one little example. I mean, it took 30 years to imitate the phonograph, when we
right
had one. Compact disc player was imitated in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, if you talk about iPod and company and so forth, you're already talking about months.
Months,
you're absolutely
exactly
right. The pace is accelerating.
Well, and that's something, if you become an imitator, shouldn't you be prepared to be imitated? If you're successful,
100%.
If you're a successful imitator, you have to be prepared to be imitated. And how do you guard against that? How do you deal with that?
100%. First of all, part of my support for imitation comes from observing that the good imitators also know how to defend from other imitators.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost like saying, okay, the guy who used to be a computer hacker, would make a good security chief. You know how to do it, so you know how to defend from it. You're much more attuned to that, you tend to pay attention to other imitators, and you tend to get into niches that others cannot get in. And again, just one particular example. If you look at the successful makers of generic prescription drugs,
right. Mm-hmm.
They know that there will be hundreds that will follow them. So some of the most successful ones, they get into areas such as biosimilars that require a lot of capital investment. They require very significant technology knowledge. So they know that they are able to imitate the innovator, but they also know that there are very, very few others who will be able to follow them.
Well, another way, it seems to me, Oded, the people that I see that are doing a good job of successfully imitating is they never stop innovating. In other words, they don't rest on their laurels. In the second decade of the 21st century, Oded, you can rest on your laurels. Okay, that was good. Now you got to stop. I mean, you know, maybe like what, 8 seconds, maybe. You've always got to be innovating.
Exactly. And this is part of supposedly the irony that because the pace of innovation is accelerating, the pace of imitation also needs to accelerate. So you need to be able to follow up quickly. And you may have had a model that had worked, but the model itself keep on changing.
Well, if you're running your company, folks, you've got to be the person whose eye is on the horizon. And the moment you hand off the new innovation that you have for your company, the moment your company starts deploying that and executing on that, you've already got to be thinking about what's next. Right, Oded?
Absolutely. And actually, to be a good imitator, you need really superb monitoring capabilities, and you really need to devote your time and effort to that.
Yeah. Oded, the website at Ohio State is what?
www.fisher.osu.edu, that would be the website.
Fisher.osu for Ohio State. Fisher is the School of Business. Fisher.osu.edu for education. And they can find you there. They can check his last name, folks, is spelled S-H-E-N-K-A-R, Oded Shenkar. The book is called Copycats. Oded, will you come back another day?
I'll be delighted. It was a great conversation, and I think really that this is an essential ingredient for small businesses. So
thank you for being here. Oded Shenkar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.